Now, I think I should re-record my bio because I realized that I didn't say how long I've been here, and people might think I came here because Barack Obama was really.
Well, some people feel that way.
Yeah, but I don't.
Welcome to I Am Reasoning, a podcast about diagnosis and clinical reasoning and other important topics that affect physicians and trainees everywhere.
Is this on?
Yep, go for it.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. I'm Art Nahill.
My name is Nick Sheckett. And this is episode zero. I guess the first thing we should tell you is Art and I are both internal medicine physicians. We're working at Auckland Hospital in Auckland, New Zealand. And why don't we start first by telling you a little bit about what this podcast is going to be. So because it's a podcast that's going to focus on clinical reasoning and diagnosis and diagnostic error, we'll get into other topics as well later on, but that's really going to be the main thrust. So there's a lot to talk about. There's lots of different ways that we can talk about it. Now, our episodes are going to have a bit of theory, a little bit of basic information at the beginning, just so we're all speaking the same language. But we're also going to have interviews and case discussions and these things called cognitive autopsies, which is this is usually when something has gone wrong with our decision making or diagnosis. And then we'll spend some time trying to dissect out how our thinking somehow got confused.
I think we should also periodically do something called Stump the Chump.
Yeah, I'm afraid of this one. I'm not sure about this one.
And this is something where we are presented a case that neither of us knows, and we are forced, almost like somebody walking on a high wire or working in live television, to actually work through our clinical reasoning to try to come up with a diagnosis.
Although we do have the advantage of being able to press the stop button.
Yes, that's a huge advantage, huge advantage. I should say as well, though, that in addition to being internists, one thing that we are not is...
sound engineers?
We are not sound engineers, and we have done a lot of this, at least certainly you have done a lot of this, by the seat of our proverbial pants. So
yes, I've never known so much about GarageBand, more than I ever thought I would have to know.
Nick, maybe we should tell listeners, just so they know going forward, a little bit about ourselves.
Sure, I'll start. So as I said, my name is Nick Sheckett, trained as an internal medicine specialist in Toronto, Ontario, mostly at Mount Sinai Hospital, Toronto General Hospital, did my medical school at McMaster University, and really lived my adult life in Toronto, although I didn't originally come from there. I was born in Argentina and spent many years traveling around many different countries before I made it to Toronto. And this is we've moved to New Zealand. This is presumably our permanent move to New Zealand. It's our second time here. The first time we came just as an overseas experience. And I'll just tell you, I'm married to my wife, Michelle, and I've got two kids that came with us, obviously. Maya and Jonah, who are now 14 and 11 years old.
And I'm originally from Boston, which is where I did most of my training and worked as a consultant physician in internal medicine for a number of years until a certain president was elected, re-elected, and we came here with my Kiwi wife and two boys who were quite young then and not quite so young now, and they're very well and truly Kiwi-ized, saying lots of things like sweet as dad and big as that nobody in America would probably say.
Well, my kids say some of that too, but they don't do it with a Kiwi accent.
No, and my kids have somehow managed to get a Kiwi accent, and people say that I sound like a Kiwi when I go back to Boston, but I certainly don't hear it in myself. We originally came to New Zealand for just a year to try it out, but a year quickly became two, which became five, which has now become 10. And we're well and truly settled here now for that period of time, so you can actually do the maths and figure out who the president was who drove us here.
Before we leave you, we will tell you about our webpage, which we're launching as well with this podcast. It's imreasoning.com. And this is where obviously you'll find all of the episodes with the show notes and the links, you know, whatever's relevant to that particular episode. And this is also a place where you can provide feedback. This is the first time that we are trying something like this, and obviously always trying to improve it, whether it's from a technical point of view, but more likely from a content point of view and a style point of view. So if you have any suggestions, you can leave them on the webpage, and we'd love to hear from you.
And we hope you enjoy the podcasts.
Excellent. So we will see you back, hopefully, with episode 1 called Setting the Stage.